Eduyos Peg Dalid Mishnevov. Chovez Shel Zeisim Megulgal. Here we have to explain the dinim of Hekshel LeKabel Tumah. The Pasuk says in Pasha Shmini that foods are Mekabel Tumah, if it touches the sheretz or it touches the mace and so on, but not every food. In its natural state, when it's produce and it hasn't yet come into contact with liquid that makes it more edible, more royal achilo, then it does not have a din kabal tumah. It's not considered eichel. Hechshel lekabal tumah means that one of any type of food that we're talking about comes into contact with one of the seven mashkin, one of the seven liquids that render that food mukshel lekabal tumah. The lashon of the pasuk is v'kol eichel asher ye'ochel asher yove olav mayim yitmo. Yitmo doesn't mean it becomes tameh. It means it's royal lekabel tumah. The pasuk then says, "V'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nofal menivlosim olav tamei ulechem." See, look at the lashon in the pasuk. V'chiyutan mayim al zera, water was put on something growing. Water was put. Does he put it? What does it mean? It was put. Now, the fact that the pasuk says mayim is not a problem because we learn out that mayim is just a way of saying any mashkin. Which Yad Shoch Adam, that's the famous Rosh Tevis, which is the seven types of liquids that are Machshel LeKabel Tumah, Mayim Tal Shem and Zayis, Yayin Dam Chelev and Dvash. Dvash Dvoyim. Chazal learned out an interesting thing from the Lashon of the Pasuk, Yutan. Yutan is like saying Yitain, but Yutan. So the way Chazal darshan it is that it has to be put on. It doesn't have to be put on, the mashkin doesn't have to touch the peros of his volition, but it has to be something that he'd be maskim. B'lashon Chazal, the yutan is dumya le'yitain. The yutan has to be, ba'ifin yitain is always b'ritzoinah. So the yutan has to be also. So now we have a chovis of zeisim that were pickled. They're in, figure it's in a jar. We would do it with pickles. So here he's doing it with zeisim. They're pickled, they're in a jar with salt water. You don't have to poke a hole in order that the liquid that comes out, that runs out of the zeisim, should drain out from the bottom. Peshama says, you don't have to let it drain off, and even if it's sitting there, we don't see it as a yitin dumyul yutan. Because since it's sitting around the zeisim, if it's sitting in the container, it softens up the zeisim, and they have less of a shelf life. So he's not so noyach with this juice that ran out of the zeis to call that shem and zeis to be makshul the kabel tumah. It's not dumya diyita. It's not nichale. Beisil loy mitzarech lenakev. Beisil holds. It doesn't make a difference whether he wants it or not. He has to do a maisa that's soiser if it taka touches the liquid. He has to do a maisa that's soiser the nichusa of that. That you don't have. So Mel, that's why there's a machlek is over here. It says the Mishnah moidim shim nikvo. If the hole was made and the thicker part of that which came out of the oil, out of the olives, the thicker pselistic oil blocked up the nekev of the chavis. So he already did a maisa by making the hole that he doesn't want this liquid. This and then it's not makshul lekabel tumah. So that about this toiv. Hasoch b'shem and toiv nitma. Basically, he used shemen like a lotion, and v'nitme he became tomei. Yorad v'tovol in a mikveh. Based shemen ayimim af al pishuhu metanef. Even though the shemen is sitting on his skin, it wasn't absorbed into his skin. He didn't rub it on and off. Tohar, he's tohar idea the tefil. We don't see that it's a chetzitza. We see that the shemen is bottled to his guf because he put it there in order that it should go into his skin. Only if it had a very small amount, that's tofel leguf. But if it's not such a small amount, so it's not bottled to the guf, we'll see the shemen as a dover bifne atzmoi, and then it's nisha bitumoso. Mimele, he could be tevel on the mikvah. Mahiru chacham tekantim, it just becomes tome again. I did the shemen at tome. In the first case, we're talking about hasoch b'shemen tohar v'nitma. See, hasoch b'shemen tohar. The shemen only becomes tummy from him. So it becomes tummy from him. You have to know, is it considered shemen by independent or it's bottled him, and now we have a machlokes Beis Shammai is mekel. Beis Hillel is machmir. If my shemen tome mitchilose, if the shemen was tome, so now the machlokes is faket. If that amount, which is kedei sichas eva cotton, is on his goof, less than that, Beis Shammai holds his bottle to his goof, and it's only if it's more than kedei sichas eva cotton that we see it as a problem. Beis Hillel oimrim, it's only if the amount that's on him is mashke tefech, it's literally, it's like a little bit moisture that's dripping. The Mefarshim say that this is a lesser shear than according to Beis Shammai. So then the halacha is that is tor. Rabbi Yehuda Oimim, Mishum Beis Hillel, if he has enough shemen on him that's tefeach umatviach, it's not enough that it drips and it can cause moisture to go on something else. It has to be that thing where it lands could also be martiv, could also moisten, dampen, whichever word you want to use, the other thing. That's less of a shear. Okay, now we have something which is more rare in Meseches Eduyos, is Inyonim from Noshim Zikim. There's not that much. We've seen a lot of Zroim, a lot of Tyrus, Samoyed. Ha'ishim is Kadeshes B'dinu B'shom Adivin K'divei Beis Shammai. This is a Chiddush because most of us are probably familiar with the din that the shear of Kedushin that's Chal is a Shom Pruta. Or a Shom Pruta. The Gemara in Kedushin that Beizim and Beiz proves, not the Gemara proves, Tesis really proves from different Sugis HaShas, that Shavu Kesek Kesek is a cloud that plays itself out across Halakha. And the Chiddush over here is not that. The Chiddush over here is the dinner B'Shavu dinner. Dinner is much more than a Pruta. Dinner is a Matbeah Cheshuva. When does Beis Shammai come to say that even though called Dinei Torah of Momen, Kinyonim, Gezel, Mazik, etc., they're all totally in Pruta, Vos Epis over here by Isha is totally in a dinner. And what Beis Shammai says is that a woman is not gomer mekanya nafshe because for matbea muet is that not. Beis Hillel says the pashtus b'frutim shavim brutal. That's every din mom. It would seem that Beis Shammai is also only a takonos chacham. You have to say that if a fellow is mekadosh yishu with the shavim brutal, that's the gnai that it's not. It's without a chashivu. Semel chazal were oikin and kedushin. Do you have to say Afkinu? That's a famous discussion, this type of thing. Do you have to say Chazal literally under the marriage? Or Chazal put down that is the shear of minimum Cheshivus. The Gabi Kedushin, Mimele Midei Raisa already, the Kedushin is not Kal. That would be another way to say it. The Mishnah over here adds a detail. V'kamehi Pruta Echad Mishmoyne B'Isor Italki. The Mishnah gives the shear of a Pruta. Pruta is a coin that's made out of Nechoshis. And the Mishnah gives us the shear for more elucidation vis-a-vis Isser Ho'italki. It seems that the shear of a dinner was well known, only the shear of a pruta had to be delineated. Now, what's interesting is that we had that this list of Mishnahis, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel is the Beis Shammai is the Meko, Beis Hillel is the Machmir. What's the Chumra here? Pashut. Beis Hillel holds that if a woman accepted Kedushin B'Shav Pruta, so she's married, according to Beis Shammai, no problem. She walks free, so Beis Shammai is Meiko. The problem is that some of the Mefarshim point out over here, you can take a look at the Tosefta over here, that it could work itself out as a Chumra of Beis Shammai. What happens if she really then married somebody else and that person died? If we say she was married to the first fellow, she wasn't married to the second fellow, the first fellow died, she'd be Mutez. But if we say that she's really married to the second one, so really, you could work out cases where it'll be the shul will be on the other foot, but the Sintel Nav Kamina over here would make Beis Hillel into the Machmir. That's why it's listed. Beis Shammai Oimrim Nochem Achlagus. That's Negei say the Noshem Poitu is Ishte Beget Yoshnu Beis Hillel Oisin. This is talking about a case where a husband was Megarish his wife, but the day of the Ksiva did not stim with the day of the Nesina, and he was Nisyachid with her after the Ksivas Haget. Before the Nesina Saget, which is what the Mishnah speaks out, Ezu get Yoshin, Kol Shenisiachet Imo Achash Ksova Lo. So we're afraid that there's a Dinder Abonon that we're going to see. He's going to be Megarisher. The get is going to say one date, and we're going to say Gita Koidim Luvno. We're going to see that she had this child not from her legal husband, but Biznos. Lamaisa, the child wouldn't be a mamzer in the Eggsteifen because it was born from somebody that she was muteris. A husband's allowed to remarry his wife, but Lamaisa, she was a pnuya b'shas ma'isa, a givisa begam. So because of that, they passel the get. He can't give the get. Once he was in siachad with her after the get was written, he can't give the get. So again, we have Beisil passeling something. It's a chumra Beisil. Hamagarish is ishte v'lona ime pundiki. Here's a similar case. Here's somebody who actually divorced his wife. On a Tuesday, they're no longer husband and wife, but then lona ime pundiki. They stay in a private place. They stay in a hotel together. Beishamay oimrim eina tzvichim imenu get sheni. Beishamay says she doesn't need a second get. They're not mad. They didn't remarry her. Beisil oimrim a yichud for a couple that already lived together as husband and wife. We see that, what the Gemara calls henenei de yichud, henenei de bil, we see that as a yichud l'shem bias kedushin. Oy bazoy ben tzichim en get sheni. Emosai, bizman shen izgar shemen anasuin. That's only where they had an existing marital relationship where they lived together. Men anasuin, avum izgar shemen erisin. A man and a woman that have never lived together as husband and wife, we don't see their familiarity, even yichud, which is definitely appeared, so we don't see that as a hein hein yichud hein hein debir, mifnei the Mishnah says she'en libay gaspo. So the chiyagamna, we don't see a chashash kedushin, and ain't suchem enu again.